Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Seller Performance Solutions. If you're a regular listener, I completely apologize for missing last week. I was on the road. Timing didn't quite work out. But as promised, this week, we're talking about the recent surge of suspensions for documentation that's been altered or edited, because a lot of brand owners are finding that, and stop me if you've heard this before, manufacturers edited or changed documentation. They've been asked by the brand owner for documentation and they didn't have it. So they sometimes alter a previous doc that had the info. What, they're just changing the dates? Why don't we start with that? Is the biggest problem just taking last year's document, making the date different and sending it to the brand owner? Is that where this began?
No, I've kind of seen everything at this point. And then fairness, that is not just the manufacturers. What Amazon is doing is they're going back and they're looking at all of the people whose documentation that they had previously rejected for not being verifiable. And they are going back and they are suspending those sellers now. Some people, it was like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago that they got a message saying that their compliance documentation couldn't be verified. They are now getting suspended, where Amazon is telling them that they need to prove that those documents are legitimate and are unaltered in order to get reinstated. And what I'm finding, I mean, sure, some sellers manipulated their own documents or fabricated their own documents, but I'm also hearing from a number of sellers who received the test reports or the compliance documentation from their manufacturer or from their supplier, and it turns out that those documents were fake or manipulated. And sometimes it is just the date. Sometimes they're taking an old report for a totally different product and changing it to look like it's a new report for a new product. The thing is, nobody, except Amazon, interestingly, nobody seems to be verifying any of the information with the labs. And so I've talked to a lot of sellers where they're like, this is legitimate documentation. There definitely isn't a problem. And I'm like, talk to the lab and get back to me. And then a few days later, they're like, the lab said they're fake.
Yeah.
So
you can fire a lab and you can appeal it as a dispute.
But it's not, no, the lab is not doing it. It's not the labs that are doing it. It's whoever is in between. The labs are providing real documents, but nobody is verifying with the lab. If you are not ordering the test reports, you need to verify all test reports with the lab.
Yeah.
Before you submit it to Amazon, and just generally, like generally verify it with the lab. And a lot of the labs have a portal on their website where you can enter in the report number of the test report and they will tell you, they'll show you the information to show that it's a real report. Otherwise, you can just email them and say, you know, I received the attached test reports. Can you please verify that these are authentic and unaltered? It's very simple to do. It's just nobody seems to have been doing it. And now they are suspended because they unknowingly committed fraud.
And then they're basically appealing, saying we trusted the wrong people or we didn't double check this stuff. And then once policy people, enforcement, suspension people see these admissions of, hey, we didn't do our due diligence, then they start rejecting the appeal without reading the rest because you've already indicated that you did what they thought you did.
Not necessarily. It depends where you are in the chain. So if you're buying it from your supplier, and you can show the chain of custody of this was provided by the manufacturer to the brand owner who then provided it to me, if you can show that, then Amazon is accepting that as an
dispute.
Appeal.
Yeah.
But if you are the brand owner or you are the importer of record, you legally are supposed to be doing that due diligence anyway. Mm-hmm. And so that's where we're seeing. Or people try to blame an employee because everybody tries to do that for a dispute. And that's not going to fly here. That is not a dispute here. The only dispute here is like, we're not legally responsible for this. We took the information from the people legally responsible for this and they gave us bad docs. That is acceptable. If you are the person that is legally responsible, then you'd have to provide a lot of information to show how you were frauded.
Yeah. I can hop in and explain very briefly how the blame the employee trend kicked off last spring into summer.
Oh, I mean, I know why. It just doesn't work.
Well, for our dear listeners, the very few people, I would say very few, got reinstated for blaming their VAs for faking stuff, firing them, showing the termination letter, blaming the employee, Sometimes they could document it, sometimes they couldn't. There were really not that many people. And I've heard from a lot of sellers who said, I know somebody who knows somebody who got this done. I know there were a few that got through. There's always a few for any suspension type that get lucky. That trend is over. The blaming the VA, I mean, that's not working for anyone. And I think it was actually true through a lot of the conversations and emails I had. I think in a lot of cases, it was their VA faking documentation. But I'll probably save this longer rant for another episode. But the idea that you're just handing control and management of your account and your business to a VA that you barely know just because they were easy to find and they were low cost and they told you that they manage lots of Amazon seller accounts. None of this has any value to anyone at Amazon. It just makes them think you're kind of not paying attention. You don't really care. You're not that invested. And you practice high risk behavior around your business. I mean, this is dissuading them from reinstating you.
Well, and again, we're not talking about just an Amazon policy here. These are legal issues. I mean, Generally speaking, what I'm seeing this on is safety testing for children's products.
Right.
So this isn't just an Amazon issue. You actually have a legal obligation to report these sorts of things to the CPSC. If you find out that your products for children could be unsafe, which I'm pretty sure very few people are actually doing, but This isn't something where Amazon's just like, oh, well, it was a VA. I guess it's no big deal. I mean, these are major legal issues. So just blaming a VA for this, even if it is true, like you said, just shows Amazon that maybe you can't be trusted to sell these sorts of products.
Especially if with these types of products, you're trusting a virtual assistant with the biggest, most important legal pieces. And why would you? I mean, they could be faking documents for other sellers too when you're not working with them on your account. So they could be getting their own accounts suspended. We don't have to turn this into a related account suspension episode because
I'm
know
kind of less interested in the related accounts and more interested in the fact that people are faking safety documentation.
Well, the reason I make that point is they might not have faked your documentation, but if they did it for someone else and got that seller suspended and they're signing into both of your accounts, then you look related to an account which can't really be reinstated because the docs have been faked. So you might not even have this yourself, but the fact that you, whether it's an employee or a VA, whoever it is, that you trusted them with something like this without even really knowing what they were doing. I mean, you're essentially day to day on the platform if you're going to run things that way. And I can speak to the appeals part of the equation, which is imagine the person sitting in that chair on the other side who's just shaking their head saying, why would you do this? Why would you throw your whole account away with these sloppy, irresponsible practices? Well, I mean, they're not going to take you seriously.
Like, because we talk about this, which is sort of like the worst case scenario. But for me, I think the more concerning part is that a lot of sellers do think that they are getting correct documents and they're trusting their suppliers and their manufacturers. And as somebody who deals with Amazon issues every day for however many years now, don't trust anyone. I don't trust anyone at this point because I've seen far too many sellers get in trouble because their manufacturer or their supplier gave them fake or altered docs. And even if it wasn't the person that gave you the docs that did the manipulation, it just seems like nobody is doing the due diligence to check the docs that they are getting. So like I said at the beginning, unless you are the one ordering the documents directly from the lab and you're getting the results directly from the lab, you need to be verifying the authenticity and the validity of any documents that you get from your manufacturer or from your supplier.
Yeah.
I don't think people realize how common it is.
Fundamentally, people are checking. This is no different from a reseller buying product from some middleman, wholesaler, whoever, without knowing if the products that they're getting have full supply chain documentation where their supplier is getting the item.
Well, even if you go to a distributor or a reseller of these sorts of products, if you're selling a product that requires safety documentation and you're the only person selling it on Amazon, you are going to be responsible for providing that documentation to Amazon. So can your supplier get you that information because if you can't get that information for those products, you're not going to be able to sell them anymore. That being said, though, if you can't get them, you can also request the lab test yourself. Anybody can send a product to a lab for third-party testing. You don't have to wait. Although I would say if the one you're buying from doesn't have that documentation, was that testing ever done? And if that testing was not done, should you be selling a product that legally requires testing that hasn't been done?
Yes. A question worthy of its own episode right there. I have been somewhat shocked, I don't know why, at the sheer volume of people contacting us, telling us that they didn't check or they faked the documents themselves and now they're suspended. I mean, clearly Amazon is hip to this idea that documents are being faked left and right.
Well, there's a reason that they're only accepting testing from specific labs for supplements.
Yes. I mean, it's not just supplements. It's
no, this is why they're only accepting it from specific labs. And this is also why they started verifying testing documents. You know, when they first started taking testing docs, they weren't necessarily calling the labs and verifying it. They are now definitely verifying all test reports from any lab. So, again, that's why it's important for you to do it too.
Indeed it is. Any last words of wisdom on this topic in terms of best practices for how to identify if documents have been edited, or is it just don't waste time with that? Just go to the straight to the horse's mouth.
I mean, it depends on the lab. Some labs have signature validation. So if you open it up in Adobe, it'll show you if things don't match. Right. But not all labs do that. The best and most accurate way is to contact the lab directly. Like I said, a lot of them have portals on their website where you can just enter in the test number. I know that some lab tests have a QR code to prove validity. However, I've also seen QR codes that link to websites that are made to look like they belong to the lab.
Oh my God.
They belong to the lab. So once again, just go directly to the lab. And
why,
am
I not why am I not surprised? Yeah. And then because of all the suspensions going on, then things just start spinning to the point where people will also be falsely accused of editing documentation. So we've been handling those too when Amazon got it wrong for whatever reason, and we did disputes, and that will work if you handle it properly. Like any suspension type, there's going to be a high processing or error rate on the Amazon side for just getting it wrong. I've had so many resellers contact me who didn't fake documents, who have been accused of faking invoices just because the font might not be 100% the same all over the document.
Yeah. So it doesn't seem like Amazon's messing around with that for test reports. Yeah. They're just verifying it directly with the lab.
Yeah. So as always, questions on this particular type of problem, ask Leah first before you ask me.
I already have trust issues, so
she's got lots of free time in the next 30, 45 days to check out your docs for you. We'll revisit this topic. What we heard at Amazon Accelerate last month, can't believe that was already a month ago, and in messages that we've exchanged with people at Amazon since, is bottom line, they're not screwing around with this stuff.
Nor should they.
So if they think you're playing games, if they think you're messing around, if they think that there's something that you're hiding, they're just going to disengage and kind of be done with you. So food for thought next time this situation pops up. Thanks again for listening in. Thanks, Leah. And we will catch you again next week. Hard to believe we are almost in November. I'm in shock, but it's here. Talk to you then.